welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levonier, and coming up in this hour, classic westerns. Later on, it's Gunsmoke from 1954, but first, an episode of The Cisco Kid, a syndicated episode from the mid-1950s called Waters of the Flood.
In our exciting story, Waters of the Flood. It has long been axiomatic that a moment of vanity has led to the undoing of many a criminal. So it was when Park Sanders, gunman and killer of the Old West, swore to show the Cisco Kid who was the better man. As our story opens, Sanders and a henchman, Jenks Doolin, are riding up to a store in the town of Laurel.
Better wait till dark to shoot the old man down, Park. You're taking a chance in broad daylight like this.
Why?
There might be witnesses around.
That's the only reason I didn't gun him down before, Jenks, when he refused to sell me that ammunition.
He said it was the last box he had and that he wanted to keep it for himself.
Don't make any difference. I'll teach these bushwhackers around here that when Park Sanders wants a thing, he gets it. As for anybody being around now, most everybody in town takes a siesta at this time. Oh, there you are. The old man ain't alone in that store. I'll get whoever else is there.
Whatever you say, Park. Look at him. Asleep behind the counter.
Yeah. And he's going to stay asleep, too. Now, I'll take that box of ammunition.
Hey, Park, across the street. That hombre come out of the blacksmith shop just in time to see it gun down the old man.
Yeah? Oh, that's George Willard. Lives out along the river. Come on, Jenks. We'll get him, too.
He's getting onto his horse.
I can get him from here.
Oh, no, you fool. You roused the whole town.
Missed.
Get out.
Come on, Jenks. We'll ride him down. Stop that boy. Come on, get out of there.
Come on.
Get down the rifle for me, Donna, quick. I'll bar this door.
What in the world?
Park Sanders and Jake Doolin. They gunned down old man Fitch.
What?
And I saw them do it. Here they come now. Give me that rifle.
All right.
Get it, Donna. Jake,
you hit Donna?
No, but what are those mavs?
Get down. Get down on the floor, quick. Less chance of you getting hit. They're riding back past.
I got it, Jake!
I'll give him back some of that lead from the muzzle of his rifle. That'll teach them skunks not to get too close.
But what are they after you for, George?
I told you. I saw him gun down old man Fitch, the storekeeper. I'm a witness. My testimony could hang them both, and they know it.
Well, those... I'll take down that other rifle, George, and help you hold them off.
Wait a minute, Donna. They stopped over there on the bank of the river. They're talking things over.
Oh, let me see. One of them's going into the shed.
Yeah, I sure hope they don't find that dynamite in there.
Do they know you got any dynamite?
Jenks does. He used to work at river logging before he went bad. He knows I keep dynamite in that shed for log jams. There he comes out. By thunder, he's got some dynamite with him.
Take a shot at the varmint.
No. No, not unless he comes any nearer. They're riding upriver now, Donna. Up towards the big dam. And if they blow that dam, the water will come down here and take house, barn, and everything with it. And us, too.
Why we stop here, Cisco?
I'm trying to figure out what those gunshots meant that we just heard downriver, Pancho.
Somebody shoots for practice, Cisco.
I do not think so, amigo.
No?
The way those shots were spaced did not sound like practice to me.
Uh-huh.
Might be a good idea if we rode on down there to find out what they meant.
Who lived down there? Who?
I do not know who lives there now, Chico. We've not been in this county for some time.
Yeah.
But Senor George Willard and his wife, Senora Donna, used to live there. Perhaps they still do.
Yes, yeah, Cisco say we'll ride down there. We'll ride down there, no?
See, we will. Wait, Pancho, wait.
Wait.
Riders, across the river. Let's get back in the shadows of these trees. Yeah, but back.
Come on, back, loco, back.
Loco,
far enough back, loco, far enough back. They not see us, Cisco.
No, they did not. But those hombres are in a hurry to get wherever they are going.
They look like tough hombres, too.
Chances are they had something to do with that shooting.
Mm-hmm.
See, Pancho, we will go and find out what it meant. Come on, Diablo.
No, find a way, man. Go now. Go.
But, George, they wouldn't dynamite the dam, would they?
Yeah, no telling what them two would do, Donna. I wouldn't put it past them. We better get out of here, because if they do dynamite the dam and that water starts rolling downriver, she's going to get here mighty fast. Come on now, let's get a few things together and get out of here.
No, this is my home and I'm going to stay in it.
But Donna...
Besides, I don't believe they would dynamite that dam. I'd more likely think it was a trick they're up to. They just rode off far enough to make us think they'd left. And then when we come out...
Yeah, that could be it. I don't know, but what you're right.
I'm mighty sure I'm right.
Uh-oh. Here comes a couple of riders.
Oh, dear. Them two?
No.
Well, it don't make any difference who they are. They're probably just as bad. Let me get to that window with this rifle. I'll show
them. No, wait a minute, Donna.
Wait, nothing, the varmint.
Pancho, hold the shooting. Hurry up, hold.
Great snakes, give me that rifle, Donna. That's a Cisco kid and Pancho. Howdy, Cisco. Howdy, Pancho.
What is this, Senor George?
I'm awful sorry, boys. I was the one that blasted away at you. I didn't recognize you.
There was no harm done, Senora.
I just dodged the bullet in time, Senora. I see the old bullet coming.
The fast-shooting pack rats was after George, so my trigger finger was kind of touchy, Cisco.
Pancho and I heard some shooting, so we rode here to see where it was. Who were the hombres, Senor George?
Names are Park Sanders and Jenks Doolin, Cisco. I saw him shoot down the old storekeeper in town.
Senor Fitch?
Yeah. Shot him down in cold blood.
Cisco and Pancho know us, Senor Fitch.
Of course we know him. He was a kindly old man who never harmed a soul.
Now they want to get me, being a witness.
We see two hombres ride up river, Senor.
They took some dynamite out of our shed here. George thinks maybe they rode up river to dynamite the dam and let the water loose.
Yeah, afraid so.
Father Mayor, that water would flood over these banks in no time at all.
That's right, it would.
Come on, Pancho. We may have time to get up the dam and stop them.
Come on, Jenks. Get that fuse hitched onto the dynamite.
Almost ready, Park. What do we do after we touch her off?
We ride back downriver in a hurry. Get Willard as he comes out of his house. He'll have to come out or be drowned.
Yeah, but I mean, what trail do we take? We take the river trail, this here war will get there ahead of us. Because we have to leave the trail and ride around the big bluff.
We'll take the shortcut over the bluff. That'll get us there in plenty of time.
If Willard ain't already left.
He'll be there. He'll figure the safest place he can be is in that house of his.
There. It's all set to go, Park. That charge will blast the dam wide open.
Yeah. And send tons of water down that channel. All right. Light her up, Jenks.
Yep. Get ready to ride. There she goes.
Come on. Let's get back there fast.
Should not be far if I remember correctly, amigo. Oh, Santo, I forgot me big bluff. Hold it, hold.
Hold up. Who is big bluff?
This height of land that blocks our way. It's It means we must ride around it, Pancho, for at least a mile.
Can't you think we'll ride a bandit bluff, Cisco?
It would have been the thing to do if we had taken the other trail back there, but we did not.
Listen, Cisco.
Santa, the dynamite. And look up there in the bluff. The two hombres are riding back. Pancho, we are too late.
Not that poor, Cisco. We start as soon as we know.
See, but let us not waste words here, amigo. We must try to get back to the senor's rancho before those hombres do. Come on, Diablo.
Come
on,
Diablo. Go. We catch up with those hombres, Cisco. When the hombres ride down the old bluff.
I would like to think so, but I'm afraid we cannot. That's too good a start.
They look around, Cisco. They're going to shoot.
Those coyotes. We'll give them something to think about, Pancho.
Yeah, make them jump in the silence, Cisco.
We'll give them that something right now.
Cisco, look at the water.
Madre mia, what a wall of water that is. We'll sweep everything before. Back to the other. Hepka!
Hepka! Now we get on the hombre, Cisco.
Say, but not fast enough. There's the rancho, Chico.
The senor, senor, around the house.
Madre mia, we can just stop those killers in time. Diablo, here we are.
Look, Hepka!
Now we are getting on them, Pancho. I will take the big one, Chico.
I have to take the only one.
Write them down. Now we will see Pancho. Get out of my way or I'll cut you down.
I got Willard, Park.
You got Pancho, hombre. Pancho, stop you, Pancho.
Either if you harm that senora, I will make you pay for it. Come on, Leandro.
Cisco, you never made it. That water too close.
I cannot leave the senora to drown the path of their trust.
George.
Faster, Diablo. Senora, stand up if you can. Better stand up.
I don't
know,
Cisco.
You must. There's no time to stop. I'll have to pick you up as I ride by.
I can't. I just can't. The water, Cisco.
As he saw them shoot down the old storekeeper, Fitch, George Willard was marked for death by killers Park Sanders and Jenks Doolin. When he held them off from his home, they rode up river and dynamited the dam to send the raging floodwaters downstream toward Willard's house. Arriving back on the scene barely ahead of the water, Cisco was forced to stop his attack on the killers and ride to the rescue of Willard's wife, Donna, who fell with a sprained ankle squarely in the path of the onrushing torrent. And now...
Senora, you must stand up, you must. It's your only chance.
I'm trying, Cisco.
Well, stand right where you are. Come on, Diablo. Get down. Well, Diablo, come on up. Out of the way of that water. Come on, get down.
Oh, Cisco, but that water's taken our house, our building, everything.
Si, Senora, but that cannot be helped now. The main thing is that you are not drowned. There, we are out of danger now, Diablo. Ho, ho, ho.
Just go down at the
Pancho's
mouth, Cisco.
Well, it's a close call, Pancho.
Ooh.
Here, help the senora down, amigo.
She faints, Cisco.
And I cannot say I blame her. Easy now, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Let her fall to the ground.
Pancho got it, Cisco. Easy. Poor senora. Pancho found the senora with the sombrero.
Oh, what about the senor?
The bandidos take the senora away, Cisco. And Pancho tried to stop the bandidos, and one of them kicked Pancho in the face.
We can follow the tracks, Chico. First, we must take the senora to her friends.
And first, we find out who her friends is, Cisco.
Hey, I think I'd better leave that for you to do, Pancho, and start following those killers.
But Cisco,
I'm all right now, Cisco. You two go ahead.
But you are not all right, senora. With that sprained ankle, you cannot even walk.
You've got to find George.
Tell us the friends we can leave you with, and we will take you to them. Then we will try to find your husband.
Well, it's the Partons. They live about a mile to the west.
And that is the way the trail of those bandidos leads. Bueno. Let's get started at once.
This is far enough up in the hill, Jenks.
Oh,
you, get out.
All right, go ahead. If you're going to kill me, get it over with.
Don't worry, Willard. We'll take care of you when the time comes. You sure he's tied good and tight, Jenks?
Ain't a chance in the world he can get away.
Then come on over here. I want to talk to you.
I'd like to know what you're waiting for, Parks.
Why don't we put that hombre Willard out of the way and be done with it?
You know who those hombres were that tried to stop us, Jenks?
No.
One of them was the Cisco Kid.
No.
The Cisco Kid. I've seen him before enough to know. Jenks, I'm just as good a man as Cisco, and I aim to prove it.
How?
I know how that Cisco Kid works. He's a tracker, Jenks. He's one of the best in the country, and he'll follow us up here. And I'm going to take that hombre prisoner and let him watch us kill Willard, so we'll know he's failed.
And after that?
Then we kill Cisco.
I don't know, Park. From things I've heard about Cisco, he ain't an easy hombre to tangle with. Might be better if we just got out of the country quick.
I'm saying what we'll do and what we won't do, and I say we're taking Cisco. Now, come on. Let's get over where we can watch our backtrack.
On the porch.
Hey, whoa.
Howdy, Donna.
How do, Sheriff? Why ain't you and those men out trying to find my husband?
Oh, George? You mean he got drowned in that flood?
No, he didn't get drowned. He was carried off by a couple of two-legged rattlers named Park Sanders and Jenks Doolin.
Well, I sure didn't know that. Did you, boys? We knew about the dam being busted and your buildings being washed away. We thought you might have come here to Parsons. We come to offer our help.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Sheriff, but you better get going and see if you can help Cisco find George.
See if we can help who?
Cisco, the Cisco Kid. If it hadn't been for him coming along when he did, I'd be dead right now.
You mean Cisco's hunting for George?
Yeah, and them killers.
By thunder, I like that. Cisco tracking down a couple of killers in my county. Me not knowing anything about it.
Oh, there wasn't time to tell you, Sheriff. It all happened so sudden.
In my county? All right, Donna. We'll start out after them killers. And if we come across that Cisco Kid, I'll run him out of the county. All right, come on, boy.
Those hombres, they leave the plain track, Cisco.
Say, Pancho. So plain that I'm beginning to wonder if they are not doing it on purpose.
Even Pancho followed that trail, Cisco.
They cannot be stupid enough to leave such a plain trail without knowing it.
Why they do it on purpose, huh?
Well, the only reason is that they want us to follow them.
To kill us too, huh?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Which means that you and I must remain on the alert just that much more.
Pancho alert, Cisco. Pancho so alert, he jumped to that bird thing. Look, behind you, Cisco.
Huh? Oh, I see, amigo. Looks to me like the sheriff and a posse. Let's wait for them to catch up. Hold up. What is this, are you, sheriff?
What is this, are you, sheriff?
You're the Cisco Kid, ain't you?
Well, that is what I am called, senor.
And Pancho called Pancho, sheriff.
I understand you're trailing Sanders and Doolin.
See, we are.
Now, it so happens that I'm sheriff of this here county. I don't like hombres like you horning in on my business. Now, you two go on. Vamos out of my county.
You go vamos yourself.
Pancho.
Do not say things like that.
Pancho.
To Pancho?
Sheriff, the life of Senor Willard is in danger, if indeed he is not already dead. It seems to me the main thing right now is to find those killers as soon as possible, regardless of whether you find them or Pancho and I find them.
I said get out of my county.
See, gladly, after we find the killers.
Either you're starting your way now, or I'm putting the two of you under arrest.
You will not put us under arrest.
No, I won't,
Hank. No, you won't, Hank.
We'll see. Oh, surround her, boy.
They got it, Cisco.
No, I do not think they have, Pancho. Follow me.
Up, Diablo. Get through there. Come on. Oh, get through. Get out.
We have got away. Up, Diablo.
Hold on, run. I know.
Me of all the narrow-minded sheriffs I ever met.
He's the worst, Cisco.
He considers the dignity of his office more important than the life of a man.
Well, we're on the trail now, Cisco. What do we do?
There's only one way that trail could go, Pancho. That is straight up toward the mountains. Because of the deep canyons on either side.
Yes, to the mountains.
The only thing we can do now is to make a big circle on this trail and trust to luck that we can pick up the tracks of those bandidos again. So we're
Wait, Pancho. Wait.
Wait, Pancho.
Hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold
up. What, Francisco? What,
Pancho?
What?
Look.
Pancho, look, Pancho, look.
Up there where I'm pointing. Over to the right.
Over to the right.
I believe someone is standing on the ledge.
Look at us.
No, he is not looking at us, amigo.
Hmm?
He's looking down on the trail, the one the sheriff and his posse have taken.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, si, the hombre.
It's too far to see clearly, but I suspect that is one of the killers.
Mm-hmm.
What we must do is get above him and then work down from there. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, 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 go.
Him to me. See? Down there?
No, that ain't Cisco. What? It's the sheriff of the posse, Jenks.
Yeah, I thought so.
Where in blazes is Cisco?
What do we do now? Get out of here?
No, we don't get out of here. I got a grudge against that sheriff, too. We'll gun him down.
I don't know,
Pancho. You'll do as I say.
All right, all right. There ain't any sense in keeping that Willard hombre anymore, is there?
Oh, blast it. I was sure Cisco'd be up here. All right, come on. We'll finish off Willard. Get up, Willard.
Oh.
I'm giving you your choice. Either you can walk off that ledge and drop down 500 feet, or you can stop one of these bullets.
You dirty coyote.
Come on, which will it be?
You ain't making me show no white feather.
Go on, gun him down, Park. Don't waste no more time on him.
Now, come to think of it, that posse might hear the shot. I'll shove him off that ledge.
No, you buzzard. No.
Come on, Pancho. Hey, hold it.
Hey, look out, Pancho.
It's a little too late for that, hombre.
Why don't you get the other one this time, Cisco? With both feet. I got him, Cisco.
Well, Pancho, but I have no time to notice right now. Just about one more quick minute.
Or less, I can see what you have done.
Oh, wait, oh, wait, in some Cisco.
Hey, for your good. Thought you might appreciate it.
One more do it, Cisco. Just one more.
I'll see if you're all right, Pancho. Here it is.
Now look at Pancho, Cisco. Pancho bounced up and down in the
Shut it out.
Yeah, it's good, amigo, but let him go and untie Senor George. That will take the hombre's guns.
Here, Cisco.
Yeah.
Pancho untied you, Senor George.
Right,
Thunder, Cisco. I thought I told you to get out of my county.
No, you did, Sheriff.
Well, that settles it. Grab him, boys.
I would think you would be more interested in taking these banderos.
Hey, grab him, I said.
Just a minute now. What? You don't know it, but Cisco here saved your life as well as mine.
What's that?
Yeah, these two hombres was going to dry gulch you after they pushed me off of that ledge. And they'd have got you, too. I heard them talking about it.
Well, how
much you think your life worth, Sheriff? Is worth thanks to Cisco for saving you? No?
Well, all right, boys. All right, let him alone. Thanks, Cisco.
You are quite welcome, Senor Sheriff.
Yeah, you... All right, come on, boys. Hustle up and get them prisoners hogtied. Yeah, we'll get them to jail.
Well, that dratted sheriff.
Do not judge him too harshly, Senora. After all, his pride was hurt a little bit. That is natural.
Well, yeah, but we could do without him. Now, if only you'd run for sheriff, Cisco.
Oh, gracias, senora, but no.
You talk that way, senor. Cisco not run for the sheriff. Cisco and Pancho just run.
Well, anyway, my heartfelt thanks to you both. And when George and I find another place to live...
Which we hope you will find soon, senora.
Oh, we will. Don't worry about that. But when we find that place... You're to come and pay us a nice long visit.
With breakfast in the bed, no?
Pancho.
Yes, sir, I'll serve you breakfast in bed.
Pancho just makes the joke, senor. But Pancho not forget neither. Sleep and then eat and then eat and then sleep. Pancho remember that, senor.
Si, Pancho.
He's nice to ride like this. Go where we want to.
Si. Very nice, Chico. If we could not ride where we please, when we please, we would be very unhappy.
That's not like Pancho's cousin in the low Porfirio.
It's not like Porfirio?
Nah. Porfirio not like to ride around. Porfiri would like to do something where he make a lot of money.
Well, that is sometimes a good idea. Tell me, Pancho, is Porfirio working on that idea now?
Not right now, Cisco. But he tells Pancho he's getting ready to make a big cleanup.
Oh, getting his plans ready.
Si. Porfirio tells Pancho he make the big cleanup next week when the circus come to the town.
Oh? So Porfirio is going to work for the circus?
He work for the circus and make the big cleanup.
Well, what is he going to do, amigo?
Porfirio go to watch the elephants.
Oh, Pancho.
No, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid on Tuned to Yesterday, a syndicated episode from about the mid-1950s. Star Jack Mather would be part of that series, which ran from 1942 to nearly 1958 for about 10 years, from 46 to 56. Among his last appointments on the air were on NBC as part of the 15-minute version of the Fibber McGee and Molly Show. You're listening to an hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Livonier. Now time for Gunsmoke, with an episode called The Killer, from February 13th, 1954, on CBS.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with the U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Building up the fire this time of night for?
More light. See better.
See what?
Nothing. I just want more light, that's all.
Mister, ever since we met on the trail back there this afternoon, you've been watching me.
We're strangers, ain't we?
Sure.
You've been watching me, too.
I did at first, but I trust you now. Crawl back in your blanket.
Okay.
Well, that's better. Now, go to sleep, will you?
You going to sleep?
I'd like to watch the stars a little while first.
Ain't no stars by me.
I can see them over your shoulder there. Laying on my back gives me the ache.
Gives me the ache, too.
We've got a lot in common, mister.
Yeah?
You never told me what name you go by.
You never told me, neither.
Doggone if you ain't the most suspicious man I ever run into.
I'm still alive.
You ought to quit worrying so much. You get old before your time.
My pa taught me to worry.
Who's your pa?
He's dead.
Died worrying, probably.
No. No, he died of the milk sickness. He's a good man, though.
Ain't any good man.
He was.
Why?
What he believed in.
What did he believe in?
Well, he always said he believed in foot washing, saving your seed potatoes, and paying your honest debt.
Your pa was crazy. I'm going crazy if I don't get the bugs out of this blanket.
Shake them out.
I'm going.
killed him first shot. Well, now I can get me some sleep.
It beats me how you know which way to go, Mr. Dillon.
That's easy, Chester.
Yeah, but all the fella said was he'd found a man's body some 20 miles east of Dodge. You've been riding like you knew right where it was laying.
Well, he was a teamster, Chester. I just been following his wagon tracks, that's all.
Oh. I don't know, Mr. Dillon. Maybe I shouldn't never leave Dodge.
Chester, there he is, straight ahead there. Do you see?
Yes, sir. That must be it, all right.
Yes. Come on.
Look, old. Look at there. He's still in his blanket.
Yeah. Looks like he was shot right in the heart.
Well, at least the poor fella died in his sleep.
Well, he must have come half awake. His hand's on his gun.
He never got it out, though. Somebody sure jumped him fast. Say, maybe it was Indians.
No. No, his hair's still on. And besides, somebody was sleeping over here.
I declare. Who do you suppose it was?
I don't know, Chester. Bet he couldn't be a very brave man.
No, sir, he sure couldn't. One dirty coward.
Go get that shovel off your saddle, huh, Chester?
Yes, sir. Dillon, it's worth a long ride like that if only to work up a good thirst.
I've seen you work up a good thirst just sitting around, Chester.
Yes, sir. I'm just lucky, I guess.
Well, I never heard it called that before.
Give me a glass of beer, barkeep. Beer, nothing. Give him whiskey.
I don't want whiskey.
Ain't you man enough to drink whiskey?
Drink it? When I want it.
I don't believe you do. Drink some now.
I ain't bothering you. Can't a man come in here and have what he wants?
Cowboy, ain't you?
What's wrong with being a cowboy?
Nothing. Only I always thought it took a man to be a cowboy.
You trying to start trouble, mister?
I listen to him.
What's so funny about that?
I killed a man once for telling me not to laugh.
I ain't telling you nothing.
Mister, I think you're a coward. You got a gun in your belt. Go ahead, use it.
What for? So you can kill me and call it self-defense?
All right, that's enough. Leave him alone.
What are you mixing in this for?
I don't like gunfighting around here.
You don't like it.
I'm a U.S. Marshal.
Oh, Marshal.
Now, what's your name, stranger?
I'm called Kriegel.
All right, Kriegel, move down the bar. Go on, move.
I'll see you later, cowboy.
I wouldn't have dared draw on him, Marshal. I ain't no gunman. He'd have killed me, sure.
Yeah, he probably would have.
My name's Jesse Hill, Marshal. I'm proud to know you.
Well, Jesse, you keep that gun in your belt, huh? And stay away from Kriegel.
I ain't no troublemaker.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes a man can't avoid it. Not around somebody like him.
Well, I think I'll do my drinking across the street.
See you later, Jesse.
Yeah, so long.
That Kriego's an awful mean man, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, he's mean, all right. Especially when he's sure the other man hasn't got a chance.
Wonder where he came from. I never saw him around here before.
Now, he's new in Dodge, Chester. Let me tell you something. It had to be that kind of a man who killed that cowboy we buried today.
Well, you think it was him?
Well, he could have done it. He's enough of a coward. But if he did, no one could ever prove it.
No, sir, I guess not.
But he'll make a mistake yet, Chester. His kind always do.
Like that material, Kitty?
I'd like to make a dress of it. Is this all you have, Mr. Jonas?
Afraid so. But I'll order more if you want it.
How long will it take?
A few weeks is all.
Okay. I'll need about 7 yards.
You'll have it, Kitty. And say, look here. These new parasols. They just come on the Santa Fe today. From St. Louis.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Kitty. Ah, Mr. Jonas.
Your coat's out back, Marshal.
Oh?
You can go try it on if you want.
Oh, new coat, huh? I'd like to see it, Matt.
Well, you wait here, Kitty, and I'll just go put it on.
Sure hope it fits. I had a parcel of trouble talking him into ordering that coat.
Well, he's needed it ever since I've known him.
Men just don't like new things, Kitty. Yeah. Now, is there anything else?
No. That's all for today. How much do I owe you?
Let's see here. I'll have to add it up.
Well, now, there's a right pretty girl.
Go on back to your hogs, mister.
Salty, too. I like that.
Oh, now look here, stranger.
Now, don't pay any attention to him, Mr. Jonas. You got it figured?
Well, it comes to about $2.40, kid.
Uh-huh. I'll pay it.
What?
I says I'll pay it.
You'll do nothing of the kind. Put it on my bill, Mr. Jones.
There you are. I like to buy things for pretty girls, providing they let me carry the package home for them.
Now get out of here and leave me alone, or I'll hit you again.
Maybe you're a little too salty. Maybe what you need is a...
Go ahead, Kriego.
Finish what you were going to say.
It's no business of yours.
I want to hear what you were going to say.
When she slapped me. You saw her.
Get out of the way, Kitty.
Gladly.
Now, let's not fight.
Be quiet, Mr. Jonas.
Yes, sir.
Kriego, I think you're a coward. I'm going to prove it.
What are you up to?
That cowboy Jesse wouldn't draw on you. But I will. Are you ready?
No.
There, I got my gun out, and you didn't do a thing, did you?
I ain't drawing on you.
All right, now get out of here, Kriego. And if I ever see you anywhere near Miss Kitty again, I'm going to break your neck. Now go on, get out.
He sure showed his colors, Matt.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the first time I ever saw you draw first on a man.
Well, I figured he wouldn't draw, Kitty.
How'd you know?
Now, Kriego doesn't take any chances. But right now, I'm wondering how many more men he's going to kill before he's through.
Return for the second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment. But first, the crusade for freedom is a crusade for your freedom and mine. The truth dollars people send the crusade for freedom help preserve our own freedom, even as they get the truth and hope to people behind the Iron Curtain. Truth dollars help finance Radio Free Europe and Radio Free Asia, the most effective weapons Western democracy has for countering lies and distortion. Send your contribution to the Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster. That's Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster. Now the second act of Gunsmoke.
Chester.
I'm back here, Mr. Dillon.
Well, come out front, huh?
Yes, sir. You picked a mighty poor time to ride out to Fort Dodge, if you don't mind me saying so.
Tell me what happened, Chester. I hear that you witnessed it.
Yes, sir. I was right there, Mr. Dillon. Crego agged him into drawing first.
Yeah. Self-defense again, is that it?
Yes, sir. The poor fellow was awful slow. And you know what Crego did?
What?
Well, he shot him in the gun arm first, then through both knees. And finally, he shot him in the belly and killed him. There was nothing I could do once they'd started.
Yeah. Who was he, Chester?
A fellow named Lydacker that told me. Some stranger.
Huh?
Why don't you run Crego out of town?
Running him out of Dodge would just mean he'd go murder somebody someplace else, Chester.
Well, at least he wouldn't be doing it here.
Yeah, I know. But somehow I'd feel responsible for letting him get away.
Vermins like that oughtn't be allowed to live.
Now, they wouldn't be alive if he wasn't so careful about picking the man he shoots.
No, sir. Oh, say, Doc was down a little while ago.
Huh?
He's through with autopsy and wants to know who's going to bury that fella.
Yeah. Did he have any friends?
Yes, sir. That cowboy Crego tried to fight Jesse Hill. I think he was a friend of his. He helped carry him up to Doc's anyway, and he seemed real mad about it all. Quiet, you know, but mad.
That could lead to trouble.
How do you mean?
Well, Jesse backed off from Crego once, but he might go looking for him now. I don't think he'd have a chance.
Then we'd sure better find him, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, Chester, we better. Come on.
Maybe Jesse left town, Mr. Dillon.
Well, I hope so. Though we haven't looked every place yet.
Somebody said he had a room at the Dodge House.
Oh? That seems to be pretty fancy for a line rider, doesn't it?
Well, he's probably spent 6 months' pay in the last few days. They always do.
Well, they can't spend it out on the prairie, Chester. I guess it doesn't mean much to him.
Yeah, I know, but you'd think they'd save a little money, a few dollars at least.
Oh? Tell me something, Chester.
Hmm?
When were you at the bank last?
Well, I keep my money in my sock, Mr. Dillon. It's safer.
Maybe, yeah. Isn't that kind of tough on the merchants when you go to spend it, though?
Well, nobody ain't turned it down yet. Money's money.
Wait a minute. There's Jesse across the plaza there. Yeah, and that's Crego he's talking to. Come on.
Hey, it looks like they're having an argument, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
You gonna stop it?
Well, if I can. Crego! Jesse!
They're about to fight, Mr. Dillon.
Murder them, Crego.
Go on, draw.
Hold it, Jesse! All right, Crego. Put your gun away.
Sure. He tried to shoot me, Marshal. You saw him.
He's dead, Mr. Dillon.
Well, that was pretty easy for you, wasn't it, Crego?
He shouldn't have tried it, Marshal. I told him not to.
You're lying. I heard what you told him.
Well, what difference does it make? He drew first. I shot him in self-defense.
Yeah, sure. Crego, did you know that man you killed the other night was Jesse Hill's friend?
Jesse was telling me that just now.
Well, I got an idea. You talked him into drawing just to work Jesse up to a fight.
It was both a couple of bums, Marshal.
How about that man on the prairie? Was he a bum?
What man?
The one that was lying wrapped in his blanket.
I don't know what you're talking about, Marshal.
Crego.
How long you been killing people?
Marshal, I killed my first man when I was 18. Fella tried to knife me, so I shot him. I'll tell you something else. I ain't wanted by the law nowheres. Nowheres at all.
Did you ever fight a man who could handle a gun?
What do you mean?
You will someday, Krigo. You'll make a mistake and pick on the wrong man.
Will I, Marshal? Oh, I'm going to go and get me a drink.
Ain't there nothing you can do about him, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, there's one thing I can do, Chester. At first, we'll get Jesse and his friend buried.
Krigo's still standing at the bar of the Alfraganza, Mr. Dillon.
All right, Chester.
You gonna take him in?
No, I'd just have to turn him loose sooner or later.
Well, what are you going to do?
Something I've never done before, Chester. But if it works, it'll save some lives.
How?
You'll see.
He was bragging about already killing two men since he's been in Dodge.
Well, he'll go right on killing men if he isn't stopped.
He's like one of them hound dogs that gets a taste of blood in his mouth and sort of goes crazy with it, ain't he?
Yeah, that's what he's like. Okay. Here we are.
Is there anything you want me to do, Mr. Dillon?
Yes, there is, Chester.
What?
Well, you'll know when the time comes. But stay out of the way.
Yes, sir.
Krigo.
What do you want now, Marshal?
I've been thinking about you, Krigo. And I've decided that you're not fit to live.
You got no call, Marshal. I killed them men in self-defense.
Sure.
Ain't no court in the world that'd convict me. I'm plumb innocent.
I'm not talking about hanging you.
What are you talking about?
Krigo, I'm going to walk out of here and wait for you in the street. And I'm going to wait 1 minute. And if you're not there in 1 minute, I'm coming back.
What for?
I'm going to kill you.
No. No, I ain't going to fight you.
Yes, you are. 1 minute, Krigo.
You killed him.
Yeah.
He had his gun out. He'd have shot you right in the back.
Thanks for letting me know, Chester.
Oh my goodness. Is that what you wanted me to do?
Yeah, that was it.
Well, suppose I hadn't saw him.
Then Krigo would have killed another man.
I feel kind of sick.
You did fine, Chester. Now remember, Chester, it was more than one life you just saved.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in the cast were Lawrence Dobkin, Vic Perrin, Howard Culver, and Richard Deacon. Parley Bear is Chester and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Gunsmoke has been selected by the Armed Forces Radio Service to be heard by our troops overseas. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Tonight on most of these stations, observing the end of Amos and Andy's 26th year of entertaining America, Jack Benny, Bing Crosby, Edward R. Murrow, and Lowell Thomas join a distinguished cast in tribute to Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, the men who are Amos and Andy. Tomorrow evening on CBS Radio, don't miss this star-studded Amos and Andy anniversary show. George Walsh speaking. For mystery mixed with merriment, join Mr. and Mrs. North Tuesday evenings on the CBS Radio Network.
Gunsmoke, on Tuned to Yesterday from February 13, 1954 on CBS. That same story would be repurposed for the television version in May of 1956. And that wraps up this hour of old-time radio westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden era. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. It's been a pleasure.